All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, talking to you from New York City on this, the 14th day of December, 2021. And I do like to remind you, I'm the author of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can sign up for that by going to miningstocks.com. miningstocks.com, or call our office here in New York during normal working hours at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. I want to thank all of you for sending along your questions, comments, whatever you have to say about our show. We like to hear them. Send them to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We do want to thank our sponsors for this show, making it possible to have the show, actually. So our sponsors for this week's show, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. The title of today's show, Why Inflation is a Runaway Freight Train. Charles Hugh Smith and Quentin Henning return as our guests. Heated debates frequently erupt over whether inflation or deflation is the most important risk factor investors need to pay attention to. First, definitions of inflation and deflation are necessary to answer that question properly. Once definitions are established, what factors like government accounting, gimmicks, and propaganda and economic concepts need to be understood to realize the magnitude of inflation? Charles believes inflation is, in fact, out of control, at least for the foreseeable future, and it is unstoppable, at least until things break down. As is so often true, inflation is mostly benefiting the rich. Strangely enough, that is a fact that is never talked about by politicians who don't want to stop the real cause of inflation, namely money printing by the Federal Reserve, because that allows them to fund their vote-buying programs. This process has been going on, of course, for many decades now, but with the financial crisis of 2008 and now an overly hyped pandemic crisis has led to an acceleration of monetary inflation to the point where the system as a whole has become increasingly unstable. As Danielle DiMartino Booth recently pointed out, no matter what the Fed does, it cannot avoid a policy error. She pointed out that perhaps 20% of America's companies are zombie companies that are living on low interest rate respirators, which if switched off to allow the true cost of capital to emerge, they will not be able to survive. So the Fed cannot raise rates. But on the other hand, it cannot not raise rates because of the potential for inflation to spiral into a hyperinflationary environment. Those and other issues will be discussed with Charles Hugh Smith in the second half of today's show. In the second segment, Quentin Henning will provide an update on El Oro Resources. That's the company that's developing what is increasingly looking like a world-class bulk tonnage silver tin-rich polymetallic deposit in Bolivia. It is for sure one of my personal favorites, as well as one that I really highlight in my newsletter, so I'm anxious to hear what Quentin has to say about that when he joins us right after our first commercial break. But we don't have to wait until then to talk to Quentin, because he's here also with me to talk about Irving Resources that had a nice announcement this morning, an interesting one, a new discovery, and I'm really glad that he can be with us to help us understand the significance of that discovery. Quentin is a director of Irving Resources, and he's also a technical advisor to the company. Thanks for joining me, Quentin.
Always a pleasure, Jay.
It's really good to have you with us. I should mention that this is a project that's pretty unique in many ways, because Irving Resources in Japan, operating in Japan, if they're successful in building up the resources they expect to build up, they won't need to build a mill. They've actually, their gold is hosted in silica rock that is very useful to the many different smelters in Japan. And so actually, in theory at least, if the project is developed, we'll be able to have some value from the host rock, which is usually pretty unique in mining, but that is an advantage that seems to me the big part of the story here and the promise of Irving Resources is the unique nature of its project. You don't have to spend millions of dollars to build a mill, the host rock that surrounds the valuable stuff, the gold, is also valuable. That seems like a big advantage. Should tell our listeners, 61.8 million shares outstanding. I saw it trading at about 98 cents earlier today, giving it a market cap of around 60 million in Canadian money, we're talking. So, Quentin, this morning there was an announcement that Irving put out on the Omeu mine site, a new hot springs discovery. As I understand it, this discovery is underneath an existing closer to surface discovery. What can you tell us about this new discovery and its significance?
Yeah, look, we were doing some drilling this fall to follow up on results that we'd received from the previous rounds of drilling at Omui. Just to cast people's minds back, we started drilling at Omui in fall of 2019, had a good round then. One of the holes that we drilled, hole 10, was one of the deepest holes, and it encountered a large number of veins. I think it was on the order of 20-odd veins. In particular, there were some very high-grade ones towards the bottom. We followed up with some drilling in 2020. Of course, the pandemic came around.
Yeah.
So it was most of the drilling we did in 2020 was focused on Nanka, which was a second target at Omui. And we had some very good results. We found a shallow silica center system with veins underneath, very promising results, lots of veins, very high grade, some of them. Mm-hmm. But then we kind of lost our footing, I'll be frank, when 2021 rolled around because the Japanese, with COVID, the Japanese government decided to limit comings and goings of foreigners in particular. Mm-hmm. So it was very challenging, especially with the Olympics, it was very challenging to operate in Japan beyond the spring of 2021. But we were able to get in there and do two holes in October and November. And the second hole that we drilled was a deeper hole testing underneath some of the shallow veins we had encountered in previous drilling.
Uh-huh.
Our thought was to simply undercut those and see if they extended to depth. And what we found instead was that there's a completely buried center system underneath the shallow veins that we were targeting. In other words, there's an old hot spring system. If you think of Pompeii that was buried by volcanic ash and so forth, you know, think of a hot spring system that was completely buried under some later volcanic rocks and is preserved. What does this mean? Well, it could be that this is actually the main prize at Omui. There's another deposit on planet Earth called Fruta del Norte, which is in Ecuador. It was found by, who was it? Help me out, Jay. Aurelia, wasn't it?
Right, right.
I get my names confused, but anyway, Keith Barron.
Yes, Keith Barron.
And you know, that was a buried center system with a very high-grade system underneath it. We think we might have a similar setting here. So we're very excited. Now, the drill hole went across what we think is the core of the system, but the fact that it hit around 100 meters downhole continuous center interval is very intriguing. That says there's a big, big system buried underneath there. So what we're doing right now is laying out plans for follow-up drilling underneath the what we think is the main target area or the feeder area for this old center. And we're going to come back. We're actually going to push to start drilling again in February. You know, it depends on getting the drillers in and so forth. But right now, it doesn't appear there's any issues. We've got our visas renewed for our drillers and so forth. So we got most of the bugaboos worked out this time. So I think by February, maybe mid-February, we'll be drilling and following up on this exciting new discovery.
Are there some assays that you're waiting on now?
There are assays. There's going to be assays from these two holes that we drilled, and I expect both of them to return some vein intercepts at shallow depth. But the center below, what I would expect to see from it will be anomalous gold, you know, maybe in the point X to maybe a few grams per ton range. But that will tell us hands down that there is a very prospective second mineralized horizon at depth. One of the really intriguing things and really perplexing things about the system at Omwe is that the initial discovery at what's called the Humpy vein, the vein actually has fragments or chunks of rock in it that were ripped up from down below. And the high grade nature of these veins actually comes from the fact that these chunks of rock are encapsulated in the vein material. So the chunks of rock are what have the gold and silver.
Mm-hmm.
When we've been drilling, you know, for months or for the past 24 months now, we've seen lots of vein, but we haven't seen anything that has quite the texture and color and nature of these fragments. And that was always perplexing to me. It was like, where on earth are these things coming from? They have lots of gold and silver in them. They're, you know, a very distinct, beautiful, kind of black and brown banded quartz, but we never, ever encountered it in our current drilling. So when we've hit this center, well, guess what? I think these banded fragments are actually pieces of that center. So I'm very optimistic that the high-grade fragments that we see up in the Humpy vein are being ripped up and brought up from the high-grade system below. So I'm really encouraged, super encouraged.
And so you think you might have something, a bigger prize than you might have first imagined. I mean, if you're comparing this, I know you can't do that yet because you haven't done enough work, but Fruta del Norte is a really multi-million ounce deposit, I believe.
That's right. Yeah, and when they drilled it, I remember that, you know, the first holes they announced were just unbelievable. You know, they were tens of meters or 100 plus meters of very high-grade gold and silver mineralization. And I'm very hopeful that we might encounter something similar to that. That would be just delightful, given the hard work we put into this project for the past few years.
Do you have to? Are they mostly Canadian drillers that are going into Japan, and is that? Or do they have some of their own people that can drill?
We have Canadian drillers, and then we have Japanese helpers. But we are trying to get some Japanese drillers trained up. We're looking, you know, at the future of trying to incorporate more and more Japanese personnel into the drilling process. I think that's going to be very important, given our lesson with COVID here.
I believe that Irving has some connections with JOGMEC. That's the Japan Oil, Gas, and Metals National Corporation, a very, very substantial company that helps to get projects funded in the early going. Am I right about that? Is JOGMEC involved with Irving there in Japan?
We've had a long-term relation that actually dates back to when Gold Canyon was still in existence. You know, Gold Canyon sold the first mining, but our relation with JOGMEC goes way back to then, and we have worked on several things with them, including, you know, the search for rare earth mineral deposits, things like this. They're still supportive. They're not really into gold so much. So this, in this case, you know, Newmont is our big backer, as well as Sumitomo Corporation. So with this exercise, if most people, you know the story, they know that Newmont is basically put in all the money for the past, 3 years now, I believe. We haven't had to go to market. We've simply done private placements with Newmont and Sumitomo.
And how much is your equity interest, I guess, right? Newmont and Sumitomo?
Correct, yeah, yep.
And what sort of sense of ownership between those two companies?
Certainly. Look, I think Newmont is presently, I might be a bit off, but I think it's around 11 or 12%. And then I think Sumitomo is presently about a quarter of that, like 2 or 3% on that, in that range. You know, but they've got room. So like when we go back to follow up, we're also gearing up work down in Yamagano, which is another target down in Kyushu. So we'll expect more funding to come. I think they're very, very supportive of what we're doing.
Well, I imagine if, and they would be able to understand this new discovery as well and the potential. as well as
kind of sitting on with bated breath here, waiting for to see how this
for some assays. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, for sure. So the funding, I suppose you're not too concerned about that. You're okay for the time being, I guess.
Yes, we have on the order of $9 or $10 million, I believe, in the bank right now. We have plenty of money to carry on next year.
All right. Well, it's just in closing up here now, I guess there'll be some drilling, ongoing drilling, hopefully this year, assuming Canadian drillers can get in there and Japanese drillers can be trained. And so we'll have ongoing news, I suppose, hopefully. And some, of course, near term then we'll be, as you say, waiting with bated breath for the results from this new discovery.
That's right.
So we have a lot to look forward to this year, if things go well anyway.
Very much so, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks, Quentin, and thanks so much for sharing the Irving story. Irving will be coming on as a sponsor, I believe, pretty soon. It's a company that I follow, one I own, and really do like this. The business model seems to be extraordinary and quite unique, so it's one I'm really watching carefully. Folks, we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because Quentin will be back with us to give us an update on LOR Resources, another very unusual and exciting story. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.